From the time of early European settlement in the late 18th century, convicts were transported from overseas to Australian soil. The lives of convicts were strictly controlled. They were sent to Australia as punishment, so they were expected to work hard from sunrise to sunset. Male convicts cleared land for farming, chopped down trees for building, made bricks, and built roads and government buildings. Female convicts often worked as servants for officials, or were sent to institutions known as female factories, where they completed daily tasks like laundry and cleaning the barracks. When the settlers first arrived in Australia, they had to bring supplies with them or have them shipped from England. By the early 1800s, a lot of the food that settlers ate was grown in Australia. In 1811, the weekly ration for convicts in New South Wales included salt beef, pork, wheat, and corn or peas. Typical meals for convicts included bread and a porridge made from oatmeal and water for breakfast, a bread roll with dried and salted meat for lunch, and another bread roll for dinner. Some of the clothes that convicts wore were very distinctive. This uniform from Van Diemen's Land was used in the 1830s and 1840s. Made from woolen cloth, it was known as a magpie suit because of its half black and half yellow colour. The arrow design stamped on the trousers was used to identify British government property. This uniform was made for convicts who had been sentenced to chain gangs to wear, so they would stand out from other convicts. The outer parts of the trouser legs were fastened with buttons, so the convicts didn't have to remove their leg irons when getting dressed. As well as the suit, convicts were given two shirts, a sleeveless vest, a woolen cap, and a leather cap. If the convicts behaved badly, they could be punished. Sometimes they were flogged with a whip called a cat-o'-nine-tails. They could be put into stocks or leg irons, or into a dark cell in solitary confinement. If the convicts continued to misbehave, they could be sent to a penal colony, such as Norfolk Island or Port Arthur. Sometimes, convicts were hanged. It paid well to be a well-behaved convict, however. After 4 years of good behaviour, prisoners who had been sentenced to 7 years' transportation were granted a ticket of leave, which allowed them to work for themselves. Some convicts were also pardoned and allowed to return to England.